Hello and welcome back to what I'm going to call part two of our outreach manager meet and greet. This is another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks, and today I have Jennifer Van Cleve with me. Everybody, woo! Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, as one of our newer outreach managers, how long have you been with the team?
Just over 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has flown by.
I feel like it's been 2 years. She fits so well into the team, brings some new skills and some new talents, and so we're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. So, as an outreach manager, and just for everybody's sake, just in case you didn't start with part one, we travel the entire state providing outreach to high school students, colleges, and families to help you all figure out how to pay for college. So Jennifer is another piece of the team that does the traveling and the presentation. So tell me about like what areas you cover.
Primarily, I cover the Lexington and Aiken area and then down to the lower part of the state around Charleston and those counties.
Gotcha. Okay. So kind of a little bit of the Midlands to the Georgia borderline and then low country. Some good eating down there.
Yes.
Have you found some good spots?
I have. I found some really good spots.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So since being here, I'm sure you've had to increase the amount of travel that you do. And so after a long week of traveling, tell us, how do you unwind?
Well, I have a lot of four-legged babies in the house.
Okay.
And I just like to be home with them and hang out. And I have Dachshunds and a Basset Hound.
Okay.
And one really crazy doodle who thinks he's the size of a Dachshund. So I just like to be home with them and hang out.
Okay.
Listen to them snore as I watch TV in the evenings.
But, awesome.
They're great.
So any new additions? I know that since the 6 months you've been here, we have had some new additions. Any new additions?
We have three new babies at my house that were born the day after Valentine's Day.
Aww.
So it's been fun to watch them grow and get bigger and become more independent every day.
Yeah. Eyes open yet?
Eyes are open, and we have one that likes to escape.
Oh! That one keeps you busy,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so as you all know, we do presentations across the state. And so our big one that we do is our Paying for College presentation, right? And so we cover the importance of completing the FAFSA, federal aid, state aid, scholarships, and understanding loans. So do you have a favorite section that you like to discuss?
I really enjoy going over the cost of attendance section because I think a lot of people pay attention to tuition costs.
Yes.
And they don't consider everything that's involved in paying for college. And I think that's eye-opening for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know we had a really cool opportunity at the beginning of this week to expand our library partnerships with, can I say who?
Yes.
Okay. Charleston County Libraries. And so we're really excited. So I'd love for you to kind of give a little teaser about what could be coming up for that area.
We are actually looking at some dates, maybe even kicking off like this summer. They're starting their summer reading programs.
Yes.
With the younger kids, and we thought that as the older, the juniors and seniors in high school, this would give them an opportunity because we know that they're looking for resources as they begin their journey for planning for college. So we're looking at some possible dates to set up sometimes probably in the evenings to begin with during the week so they can come out and learn more about what resources are available to them as well as how to go about looking for that perfect college and how to pay for it.
Awesome. That's going to be really exciting. So you all will definitely want to stay tuned. This is just for FYI. This is April 2025. So if you're looking at this in 2027, it may look a little different, but we have some really exciting partnerships coming up in the Low Country that I wanted to make sure that you all knew about. Awesome. So being one of our newer members of the team, have you been able to create any new fun memories? Like, what's your favorite memory so far?
I love traveling with Jonathan. our other outreach manager. He's been great to work with, and it's been fun to get to know him. But we just click so well, and it's awesome to have a colleague, especially one that you have to spend so much time with. It's been great getting to know him and learn. He has a lot of knowledge because he's been here for a while, so he's been a great learning tool for me.
Awesome. Wonderful. I love to hear that. Jonathan has been with us, with me since kind of I've been here. So to know that he is a trusted advisor, not only to the community, but also internally is really, really nice to hear. Awesome. So tell me, I want the people to get to know you a little bit more. Tell me one fun fact about you. We know how you like to rest and hang out with your four-legged animals, but like, what's one fun fact that somebody would not automatically know about you?
So my first job outside of high school, I was first of cashier for Winn-Dixie.
Okay, I remember
Winn-Dixie. For those who remember
Winn-Dixie. Yes.
And then later on, I became a customer service manager and worked with them through college. And I was approached by taking their store cashier of the year contest.
Oh.
And I won.
Okay. We have a winner here.
And then I was able to compete at the district level, and I won our district. So I was the cashier of the year in college for our local Winn-Dixie district. So that's a fun fact.
Y'all, I didn't know that. I had no idea. I knew we hired an amazing person, but to know that district-wide, regionally-wide, like you stood out amongst your colleagues is really, really fun and cool. And for those who don't know what Winn-Dixie is or who Winn-Dixie is, it's now... Wait, Bilo is gone now too, isn't
it? It's a grocery store.
Hot dog.
It was just a real, and they were a great employer.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not around. They were, their district office for us was in Charlotte. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Memory down, driving down memory lane. Oh my goodness. Yes. And being from Orangeburg, we had some Winn-Dixies down there. So I definitely remember those as well. So just thinking about like, how we have to like walk really closely with our families and our students and some of our school counselors, right? Making sure that they have the right information and tools and resources. What's one thing that you would provide as a tip to young Jennifer as she's preparing to go to college or coming out of college, because we have college students who will look at this as well.
Right.
So you can do one, the other, or both. What's one piece of advice that you would give to younger Jennifer?
I would say research prior to selecting a college. I think, I know for me, I thought, oh, I want to go to a big college. I want to go because, you know, the football team and, you know, so many opportunities. I actually decided to go to a smaller school.
Okay.
And I think that was a better fit for me. So it's important to look at all opportunities, not just the one that you think might be the most fun.
Right.
But also take advantage of any hands-on opportunity that you can get. I was very lucky because I went to Anderson College before it became Anderson University.
Okay.
And it was a small school. My graduating college class was much smaller than my graduating high school class.
Oh, wow. Okay. Quite a bit.
My high school class was 350 people compared to less than 50 in my college graduating class.
Significant.
Yes. Yeah. But I had opportunities that I would not have had at a larger school.
Yeah.
I was a journalism major, and I was able to have internships at the Charlotte Observer and the Greenville News, and I was able to work in our public relations office. And I may not have had that where I would have had to compete with so many more students.
Right.
And you also have more one-on-one time with the professors that you don't have in a large classroom. And I did a work study. That's something that we talk about whenever we do our paying for college presentations. But I was able to work study for my journalism professor.
Yeah.
So it gave me kind of a leg up whenever I was looking for a job because I had all these great opportunities that I was able to put on a resume. So I encourage, you know, you may get to work in the cafeteria or the library, but look for those other opportunities that are available that might help you later down the road whenever you're looking for a job, because that's the next big adventure.
It is the next big adventure. So as we wrap up, is there any parting words that you have for those listening and looking?
One piece of advice I have is, a lot of people, they look at out-of-state schools and bigger, four-year colleges. There's a lot of great opportunities, but you may, we can offer anybody a loan almost, and we want to do that. But at the same time, college is so expensive, and there's an opportunity for everybody, I think, that wants to go to college. You just have to look at the options.
Yes.
And we have some great technical colleges in our state. I suggest everybody, that might be a good starting point.
Right.
So I suggest look at all the options out there.
Well, you heard it from the expert here, Ms. Jennifer Van Cleve. Look at all of your options. So with that being said, we are signing off for today. Please come back and listen to our next couple of podcasts, because we're probably going to dig into some of the tips that Jennifer provided here today a little bit deeper for you all, give you some insight on some of our presentation that we do as well. But until then, you all have a great day, and we'll see you next time.